Good morning. It is Tuesday, July the 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And yes, it is Taco Tuesday. You know what, guys? Just last week, I was invited for Taco Tuesday to the home of one of our church families, Jason and Melissa and Ava Grace Grantham. They had me over for tacos, and they were fantastic. So just a shout out to them for that generous act of hospitality. It's Tuesday. We're early in the week. We've got a lot happening in our lives, but we're starting this day with Jesus, who's going to walk with us all the way through it and be with us when we close this day. He's the secret, remember? So let's begin with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Why the Secret to Life is to Die Before You're Dead. Our text is Acts chapter 21, verses 10 through 16. Hear now the word of the Lord. After we had been there a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, The Holy Spirit says, In this way, the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and hand him over to the Gentiles. When we heard this, we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. When he would not be dissuaded, we gave up and said, The Lord's will be done. After this, we started on our way up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and brought us to the home of Mnason, where we were to stay. He was a man from Cyprus and one of the early disciples. The Word of the Lord. Now consider this. Did Paul have a death wish? What are we to make of his steadfast rejection of the apparent wisdom from the body of Christ? Why wouldn't he listen? Remember, a few days back, he gave us this journal entry from chapter 20. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Does Paul give no credence to the idea of the Holy Spirit speaking to him through the church? After all, there were so many places Paul could have gone other than Jerusalem. But then there's that guy named Jesus. Remember him? When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. That's Luke 9:51. And then there's that mind of Christ thing Paul talked about. You remember? Have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, yes, it goes on to say, became obedient to death. That's Philippians 2. And then there's Paul's other now famous quotes, like this one: "For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body." That's Philippians 1, 21 to 24. And then there's this one: "Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord." That's 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 8. Here's my take on Paul. He had released his claim to his own life, which made him totally abandoned to God, which left him completely free. Paul died a long time before his death. The confounding logic of eternal life is this: die before you die, and then all is life. Can you grasp that? Will you? It's probably the most important thing I've ever had to say. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you. And I know this doesn't happen by my own striving, but by your abiding in me. I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. And Lord Jesus, I receive your life overcoming death, and I release my clinging to my life because of death, which is to say, I receive your resurrection life and release my tentative and self-protective and guarded way of living, which is not life. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength so that my consecration becomes your demonstration that our lives become your sanctuary for the glory of God our Father. Amen. The journal prompts, what do you make of this invitation to die before you die? How do you relate to Paul's statement? I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. I find it very challenging. For our hymn today, we're going to sing number 221. Somebody wrote me last week, and they said, oh man, I love these devotions, but please stop singing. Are you kidding me? I mean, did they think I'm singing for them? We're singing unto the Lord here, friends. You know I'm not a singer. I'm a worshiper. Big difference. I can basically hold a tune, but we're going to sing today, and we're going to sing every day, okay? I don't mean any offense to that sower, and I bless them. They're just being honest. But our song today, our hymn, it's a great one. It's right in the zone of what we're talking about. When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. It's one of my favorites. And I actually had the privilege, a long time ago now, of writing a little caboose trailer chorus on this song. And we're going to sing it at the end of the hymn. They're right after each other in our seabed hymnal. This actually got in our hymnal, praise God. I have a hymn in the hymnal. I wrote this with Chris Tomlin and a guy named Jesse Reeves. But it's number 221, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Number 221, 221, and the Wonderful Cross is the name of the chorus. It's number 222. Are you ready? When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood. See, from His head, His hands, His feet, sorrow and love flow mingle down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet? Or thorns compose so rich a crown? And were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Let's sing the chorus. Oh, the wonderful cross. Oh, the wonderful cross bids me come and die, and find that I may truly live. Oh, the wonderful cross, Oh, the wonderful cross, all who gather here, by grace draw near and bless your name. Yeah, let's one more time on that. Oh, the wonderful cross. Oh, the wonderful cross bids me come and die and find that I may truly live. Oh, the wonderful cross. Oh, the wonderful cross. All who gather here, by grace draw near and bless your name. Amen. That is one of my favorites. Don't have much time left this morning with you, but this message today is it's the core of it. It's the heart of it. It's the whole of it. Paul didn't have a death wish. He had a life obsession, an eternal life obsession, the life of Jesus Christ in him. And the only way, the way to Jesus, Jesus said, I am the only way to the Father, but the only way to Jesus is the cross. It's to pass through the death and resurrection, his death and resurrection as our very own. That's what baptism is. That's what it means to be baptized. Paul would say in Galatians, he says, I am crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live by faith in the Son of God who has loved me and given himself for me. That's not a place you get to by trying harder and harder. That's not a place you get to by, you know, religious striving. This is about surrender and abandonment to God. It's about, this is what we're saying in our consecration every day. Jesus, I belong to you. Not just sentimentally, but my heart, my mind, my eyes, my soul, my body. All that I have is yours, Jesus, because Jesus, all you have said, all that you have is mine. That's life. And it's both crisis and process. It's not just, this is not just sort of one and done. It's every day. That's what we're doing here every morning. We're moving, we're beginning with consecration, we're receiving transformation, and then we're moving out onto the fields of the day for demonstration. That's the gospel, that's the whole gospel. And one day we'll step through the veil of this world, the thin veil between heaven and earth, and we'll step into glorification. That's it. Well, we got to get our seeds, gang. It's still Tuesday, okay? There's tacos to look forward to, but we've got some miles to go in this day, right? Get some sunshine, get some exercise, receive encouragement from the Word, from the Spirit, from the people of God. Give it. Then diet, right? Eat whole, eat health. Eat what gives life. That's on the outer ring of the grocery store, okay? And sleep, right? Sleep in the Lord's peace. There we are. There are the seeds again, the seeds. Sow those seeds today. All right, I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.